Yeah, I just caused a bit of a thing. It's storming out, going to the toilet, and then the other two start fighting.
DieselUMusicRadio.com. Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, David E. Sugar. This is Mark Moore here on the air, and I'm going to have a couple of guests coming up. My dear, dear friend Dan Donovan, who will be coming in from Dread Zone and Big Audio Dynamite, and also my dear friend Autocrats will be here. My dear, dear friend Diana Ross will be coming in. Oh, what do you mean she's not coming? What do you mean? What do you mean she doesn't? She says she doesn't know me. What are you talking about? Court order? What court order? Anyway, she's coming. Yeah, kicking off there with Yeah Yeah Yeahs and the NASA remix of Zero. And now we've got the Justus, is it Justus or Justus? Justus. Justus Kernica dub mix of Depeche Mode's Peace, brand new. Professional, really. Yeah, so coming up, we're going to have Dan Donovan. He of used to be in Big Audio Dynamite, used to be in Dread Zone, currently doing his own remixes under his own name, and working with Danny from Renegade Soundwave on a new project, I believe. But yeah, before that, I shall put on a mix I did with my dear friend William Orbit, which we did for Malcolm McLaren. It's called Deep in Vogue. And we actually spent the first 3 days in the studio of Malcolm McLaren just chatting about the Sex Pistols and punk rock and all kinds of stuff. Didn't do any work for the first 3 days. He just kind of like sat down and told us stories, and it was absolutely brilliant. And we thought, oh, we better do some work. And this is a remix we did of Deep in Vogue, where Malcolm gave us tons of footage from this film called Paris is Burning, which hadn't been released yet. And we were able to sample the crap out of it and put it on the record. And, well, anyway, here it is. And, yeah, and a year later, Madonna came up with Vogue. So this was first. There you have it. Malcolm McLaren, Deep in Vogue, William Orbit and Mark Moore remix. Now in the studio we have my special guest, Dan Donovan.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Dan. You started off doing music in Big Audio Dynamite, didn't you, in the mid-80s? How did that come about?
Yeah, it started in 85. I was knocking about, taking pictures. I was a photographer before I got into Big Audio Dynamite. Started when I was 16. It ran in the family. My father was a photographer.
Wasn't your father like one of the top 40 most important photographers of all time? Terence Donovan.
He was, yes. That's right.
So, yeah, who did you work for then? You worked for him?
Yeah, I was assistant. I worked for him and I worked for Bailey and Irving Penn and Toscani, and I was lucky I got to work with some great people. Lived in New York for 4 years, and when I came back to England, a friend of mine, Trisha Simonon, was a friend of Mick Jones, and they needed...
From The Clash?
Yeah. He'd started his new band, and they needed a picture for their album sleeve. So she hooked me up with them, suggested me, because she obviously knew I was a photographer, and did the pictures, and they loved them. And they said, while we were doing the session, they said, we're looking for a keyboard player. Do you know anyone who plays keyboards? I said, well, I can do that. And I could.
Yeah, you took the picture of the but you were not actually on the picture of the album.
No, at the time when the picture was done, it was too late to have me in it. But I didn't mind, to be honest, because I loved the picture so much. So I was quite happy just to have them four in it. And they just started recording the album in Psalm, and they got me down. They'd already written and demoed the whole thing. And basically Mick got me in there and said, right, off you go, play what you want. And I was sitting there absolutely terrified, but it worked out, and they liked it. And eventually, when I did the picture for the first single of them four, Mick looked at it and pointed at a space on the end and said, oh, there's a space for you there. And that was his way of asking me to join.
In the days before Photoshop.
Absolutely. None of that.
Okay, so yeah, we're going to play a track from Big Audio Dynamite from 1980, what was it, six or?
84.
One is E equals MC squared, the Groucho remix, which I think is rather fabulous.
Where the hell are they? You see it on channel 7 between All My Children and Jeopardy.
Across international daylight, scientists, bubblegum, Hall of Fame, baseball, senators. awfully too hot to hold. Had to settle for a cold. The Grudge Creek got gold discovery. Gombas type one, slow recovery. Extra flamethrower, iron bar and gun. Fitting shop, new on the walk in the sun. Teams have heart attack. It's a so-called cellular. The money makers will avoid it. Sometimes motions get reversed in a robbery.
Yeah, that was Big Audio Dynamite, E equals MC squared. Loads of samples there, weren't there, from Nicholas Roeg performance movie?
Yes, yes, we're all big fans of Nicholas Roeg.
And he gave you permission,
He did. We got talked to him, and he gave us full permission to use whatever we want, which was amazing. This was the days before we never, you know, before we really cottoned on to
early
samples.
Early days of samplers.
And his son, Luke Roeg, directed the video
for E equals
MC squared.
Pretty cool. Yep, and we're going to follow that with Dan's mix of Grace Jones' Corporate Cannibal, her first single for like 18 years, came out last year. If you want to send an email in, send it to studio at dieselumusic, dieselumusic, music.com. Love to hear what you're thinking, if you're awake, if you're out there, what's happening. So here we go with Corporate Cannibal.
Pleased to have you on my plate.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dan Donovan, for coming in. And soon, a couple of minutes, a few minutes, we'll have Russell from Autocrats.
Your fate. You're my life support. Your life is my sport. You won't hear me laughing as I terminate your day. You can't trace my footsteps as I walk the other way. I can't get enough. Digital. insane, lost in this cell, in this hell, slave to the rhythm of the corporate prison.
You're listening to DLZU Music Radio. This is LaRue. Enjoy.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
Yeah, that's the J-Bag remix of Money. And now, at last, my dear, dear friend Russell from Autocrats.
Hello. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. David's not here, because why?
He's in bed. I think the touring may have got to him a little bit. we've been on tour for a couple of weeks across Germany and involved a lot of drinking, so I think he's going to be bedbound for a couple of days with frost infection, unfortunately. But he sends his love.
Maybe he's listening. David, if you're listening, email us at studio@dieselmusic.com. DIESELUMUSIC.com. Anyway, how did you guys meet?
We met outside a club. I was really, really drunk one night. I was stumbling around outside, gasping for air. And I was just falling all over the place. I was sick on the floor. His shoes were in my way, should I say, his feet. I was sick all over his feet. I think he was about to just like kick my head in, but I was wearing a Devo t-shirt actually at the time, and I think it caught his eye, and we kind of got talking about music, and yeah, it's probably saved my life on that occasion. He's got a really crazy look in his eye.
He does, yeah, yeah. I mean, I must say, I love the new album Animal, which is coming out when?
It's coming out on the 22nd of June.
And, I mean, how does it work? Is it David does the vocals and you do the music, or do you both work on the music?
Well, yeah, it works differently on each track, you know, really. Just there's no set formula to how we work, which is kind of, you know, what I hope brings the variety and depth to it, like, you know, sometimes like Dave will work just on his own because we both work best on our own separately. Sometimes, you know, I'll save Dave some parts. Sometimes he'll send me some parts. But yeah, no, it's kind of really organic the way we work.
Nice. And so when are you going to be playing next in London?
We're playing in London. We've got a secret show on next Tuesday.
Oh, cool.
Yes. If you want to come down, you can get on the guest list by emailing our management. It's management@autocrats.com. That's in East London, down at Hoxton Bar. So that should be quite cool.
Yep.
It's not so secret now, but
I will be there. And we're going to kick off with your new single. What's it called?
It's Always More.
Oh yes, Always More, which I love, and it reminds me of kind of Blancmange or something,
fantastic.
One of those 80s bands, but in a good way. I love that. Love those bands.
Cool.
And here we go. Yeah, that was Always More by Autocrats. And now we're playing another track off the album called What?
What You Want, What You Got.
Yeah, thank you, Russell. My brain ain't what it used to be. Russell, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, I hope David gets better and I look forward to seeing you next week.
I'll send your regards on.
Yeah, thanks, Russell.
Cheers,
see you soon.
Bye.
Listening to Mark Moore on Diesel U Music Radio, and a big shout out to Mo from LA, who's offered me a bed for the night if I ever go there. Thank you very much, Mo. ago, that was Autocrats with What You Want, What You Got. And now we have who some people believe to be the godfather of techno, Bruce Hark. I think this is from 1969 or 1970 or something. It's called Funky Little Song.
Well, when there are bad vibrations all around, and when your house is upside down, and when you've waited for much too long, here's the way to help yourself along. It comes to ding dong, funky in the song. And you say, hey, mean person, I'm gonna sing my funky little song right at you. And then you sing your funky little song right at that mean person. And you sing it like this, as you know it goes.
Yeah, that was Bruce Hark, the godfather of techno, with Funky Little Song. And now we're having a culture break. We're having a bit of neoclassical from Michael Nyman, famous for his film scores like The Piano and Draftsman's Contract and The Zed and Two Noughts, all the Peter Greenaway movies, etc., etc. And this is from The Kiss and Other Movements. And I'm sure you'll all enjoy this, cultured people that you are. Thank you.
This is Diesel.
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 Diesel. Diesel.
Yeah, you've been listening to Mark Moore on Diesel U Music Radio. Thank you to my guest Dan Donovan and to Russell from Autocrats. I will say my goodbyes. It's been a pleasure. Thank you to Nadia Kasaiba, my wonderful, beautiful diva producer. And Eleanor, thank you as well. Thank you, everyone. And we shall... coming up next is Rinse FM. So stay tuned.
Smash guitars.
Diesel U Music Radio. こんにちは。